Now this is a dictation for Lois, L-O-U-I-S-E, Bissell, B as in boy, I-S-S-E-L-L, August 28, 63, address as a letter, Dr. Sarvepalli, Masonic Home, 466-3008. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, telemedicine for Mrs. Bissell, caregiver participated of this encounter. Patient is a lady, large, obese, very restricted on movement, who has cervical cancer, follows through University of Michigan, Ann Arbor, A-N-N-A-R-B-O-R, has an intrauterine device that is being replaced every 3 months. She denies changes on weight or appetite, denies vomiting, dysphagia, occasional diarrhea without bleeding, has incontinence of urine without bleeding, folic catheter just removed 3 days ago, chronic edema improved without ulcerations, she has intertrigo bilateral groins without active bleeding, she has respiratory failure, has a tracheostomy, denies gross hemoptysis, there is a clear to yellowish purulent material, no chest pain palpitation, stable dyspnea at rest, orthopnea PND, problems of insomnia. According to caregiver, she's participating on physical therapy. She has a sleep apnea, atrial fibrillation, and right sided below the knee amputation. Next paragraph, medication list review. I'm going to highlight blood pressure Norvasc, Coric, nitrates, metolazone, potassium replacement Lasix, anticoagulated with Xarelto, pain control narcotics. She's also on Plavix. Next paragraph, weight of 329, large obese person, normal speech, blood pressure 133/80. She showed me the tracheostomy site. She's able to speak full sentences, no facial asymmetry. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry from March. Anemia 9.8, normal white blood cell platelets. Creatinine is 1.6. The same as in November, although previously 1.4, present GFR 33, stage 3B, sodium, potassium, acid base within normal limits, albumin, calcium, normal, liver function test not elevated. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 3B, slowly progressive over time, at the same time, no indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, no chest pain, pericarditis, or increase of dyspnea to suggest pulmonary edema. Next number, a small kidney on the left side comparing to the right without obstruction or urinary retention, pressing folic catheter out. Next number, incontinence of urine. Next number, uterine cancer, which is active. Next number, anemia, in part related to renal failure, but also uterine cancer and iron losses. Next number, morbid obesity. Next number, respiratory failure, ventilatory assistance, appears stable. Next number, esophageal reflux, presently no active bleeding. Next number, prior below the knee amputation. The last iron available is from November, ferritin 28, 8%. This needs to be updated. She will require intravenous iron if oral iron replacement is not working. EPO will be used after iron is replaced. All issues discussed with the patient, all questions answered. End of dictation.